Afterward. So here we are. The last page. The end of this book, but not the end of the road. If you've made it this far, then you've walked beside me, through the wreckage and the rebuilds, through the love that lifted me and the betrayals that broke me. You've sat with me in courtrooms, hospital wards, funerals, and lonely hotel rooms. You've witnessed the rise, the collapse, and the slow climb back up. And still, some memories cling to my throat, choking me every time they resurface. Writing this wasn't cathartic. It was surgical. Each chapter felt like reopening a wound I thought had scarred over. But healing doesn't come from burying the pain. It comes from dragging it into the light. Raw, exposed, and without apology. I'm not fixed. I'm not finished. But I'm still standing. Lighter in body, clearer in mind, stronger in spirit than I've been in years. If there's anything I hope you take from these pages, it's this. Survival doesn't have to be quiet. You can scream. You can fall apart. You just don't have to stay there. To everyone who held me up when I couldn't stand on my own, thank you. To those still in the storm, keep going. You'll find your way, even if it's not the one you planned. And before I close, I need to say this. Throughout this story, you may have recognized some familiar characters. The charming manipulators, the narcissists in disguise, the ones who take and take until you're hollowed out. I've known a few, and maybe you have too. They show up in families, friendships, businesses, courtrooms. They lie with confidence, twist reality with ease, and always seem to come out clean. And they don't just exist in our small circles. They exist on the world stage, governed by greed, masked by power. The Trumps of this world, the Netanyahus, the tyrants who wrap injustice in flags and genocide in political spin. For centuries, we've watched the powerful erase truth and bury suffering while the West turns its gaze elsewhere. We are told to move on, to forget. But I won't, and maybe now you won't either. Thank you for reading Twice Built and Twice Broken. Ison.